Hey, what's up? It's Overslept with me, your host, Chris Laker. So it is 10:12 a.m. I wanted to get up at 8, get some work done before I go to the dentist. I'll still get a little bit of work done. Gotta be at the dentist at 1. I believe I'm getting a filling. Maybe an implant. Got a fake tooth coming. Very excited about that. To fill in where that baby tooth that got yanked. So that's my day. And working on showbiz. That's trying to make that big score happen. So here, what am I gonna talk about? I keep forgetting to respond to Ethan. Ethan sent me me and Ethan have been having a Twitter message conversation about flavored seltzer. That's the kind of attention you can get. But I guess he left a review on Google Play for my album. I have to look to see that. Thank you, Ethan, for reviewing my album on Google Play. I guess that's like, could do that too. Amazon, Google Play, all that stuff. Not to start off again with it all about me and my reviews for my album and telling you to listen to it. I guess maybe that bothers people. So let's start with, well, I already started with that. Too late. Can't go back. Man, I had some fucked up dreams. Holy shit. I'm just starting to kind of put it together. This is the dream I had, that I killed two people. They were a father and son, adult son. Not a kid. But it was like I was watching a movie, and it was like these two people were after the main character, which was me, but not. And then it was going, they thought I had done something, and they were after me, and then they were down in this hole looking for me. Anyway, and then like we pan back, the camera pans back, and there's me. It comes up out of the hole, pans back, and then, you see me at a detonator. It wasn't even me. It was whoever this main character. And then there's a big explosion, and the guy gets away. But then it turns out it was me, and now I got this murder on me, and whatever they were doing that I thought was so bad, or the main character. That's all gone. So now it's just like I just killed people. And I'm trying to avoid prosecution. It's very stressful. The dreams when I murder people. It's usually I don't see the murder. It's like it just is a fact. It happened. I killed somebody. I had a reason, but it doesn't matter anymore, and now I don't want to go to jail. Man, it was, yeah, just stupid stressful. And now I'm awake, kind of like, hey, man, I need to get some sleep after that dream. That ain't cool. That sleep's supposed to be relaxing. Why am I gonna have a dream that's about me running from the cops. It's fucked up. And I eluded them to the point of waking up. I remember one time I had this dream when I was a kid that I shot Jesus. Like, Jesus came into this bar. I was like 13, maybe. I had this dream. 12. I was 12. And then Jesus walked. It was like a saloon, like an old Western saloon. And I'm standing there. Jesus walks in. I pull out a gun. It was like the Wild Wild West. I just pull out a gun. Fucking shoot him. Then everybody's like chasing me because I shot Jesus. That dream freaked me out. I didn't sleep for 3 days after that fucking dream. Because I was like 12. And I was raised Catholic, so I thought I was going to hell because I shot Jesus in a dream. I was very afraid of hell as a child. I think that's what made me an atheist, is I was like, I got to stop being afraid of hell. You know what? There ain't no God. And fuck that. So, yeah, I was afraid of the devil. I was afraid of hell. Because what's more scary than that? What else is there to be afraid of than burning for eternity after you die? And if that's an option, wouldn't it frighten the fuck out of you? It's pretty logical to me. I wasn't like a crazy kid, I don't think. You told me, I was told there was a hell and a devil, a Satan that wants to get you to hell, trick you to hell. And what am I supposed to be afraid of then? I'm already living on Staten Island. That's not cool. You're telling me hell is worse? Fuck me. I'm getting my ass kicked over here. So, and that's nothing. This is the good part. And I still don't know that there's not. Maybe we say there's not. Or most people say there's not. I think that, I don't know if the church doesn't, a bunch of those churches say there are. But if you're going to go, if we took it to a vote, right? If the human beings took it to a vote, you would say most people don't believe in hell, right? Don't Buddhists got us all fucking, like, outnumbered by like a lot? I feel like they do, but I might be wrong. But I still say if we took it to a vote. And what else do we have to go on except the collective consciousness, right? I think maybe that's what we need to do. Get the whole world to say this is to take it to a vote. And then we'll kind of, what's God? Who's God? Is there God? Who is God? And then afterlife, my main concern in general. That is, everything else we're dealing with here is craziness that we make up. But the great beyond, man, that is, we're going to be there in like 5 minutes. Ethan, flavored seltzer. Let's see. I guess I could read. This isn't personal. I'll answer it also. But you got to kind of go back and forth. But that was the Google review. I'll respond. Ethan, I'm sorry. I waited. I forgot. I saw it. Oh, it's been a day. I felt like it had been longer. But still. All the other tweets have been. I tell you, people love me in that Virginia Beach. I got a lot of. They're still getting tweets. Sorry about all the ums. 10 minutes in. Take a quick. Oh, that Barry Manilow story. I read that yesterday, but I just read the headline because I was like, I didn't realize that he just. I guess I should have realized that from the headline, but he just came out of the closet yesterday. I feel bad. You know, Barry Manilow is an accomplished guy, 73 years old, doesn't come out of the closet till he's 73. But it said he's in a relationship for like 40 years, which is nice. But what, man. I'm sorry, Barry, that we had a society that made you feel uncomfortable. It's a bummer. You should have been. But I don't think Barry Manilow listens to. He probably doesn't listen to any podcasts. He's 73. But maybe one of you people know him. That's possible. I mean, how far removed from Barry Manilow is. I bet you. Any one of you people listening, you're not that many people away removed from Barry Manilow. You'd be surprised. Lot of crazy. Oh, wow. Devin Nunes. That's big news. Won't get into it here. Here's every restaurant that topped the world's 50 best list. This is from Eater. Let's see. 11 Madison Park. I've never been there. That's the New York one. I don't know about these other ones. Oh, it's Danny Meyer. I gotta. It's probably looks pretty fancy, but okay. This was a bad article to open up. I check that place out though. Love a fancy restaurant. What's this email? I always get there's some British dude that has. He joins a lot of email lists that I get .UK from some British Chris Laker. There's a British Chris Laker that writes about like soccer or some shit. He writes a lot of articles about football, maybe cricket, just British sports. I like that soccer. It's fun, but I can only watch World Cup. This isn't an interesting episode. I don't feel like going through the news. I don't really have anything particularly on my mind. And I might as well just end the show now. And just say, hey, here's a shorter episode. I don't feel like. Maybe. Yeah, it's like 14 minutes. That's fine. Sometimes when I say end the show, it kind of inspires thought. I don't. All right, we'll do. I should probably have a list of topics. Maybe that's what I'm going to do. Tomorrow, I'm going to have. A listener guest, Kevin. He's going to be on. You can be a listener guest if you're a listener, which you are. Oh, I feel. Should I be explaining what the show is every time? If this is the first time you're listening to the show, you probably turn it off by now. But I should say at the beginning of every show, it's always like Chris Laker. Every day I wake up and I just record shit. Sometimes there's guests, but most of the time it's just me babbling. And then it just, like, when people just kind of start listening. Because I go do shows, people like me, and they're like, oh, let's see what he's into. And then they just pick up random episode of this show. It's like, what the fuck is this? It's really an endurance exercise, more than anything. Can I do this every day? Even when it's bad. Even when I don't feel like it. All that shit. If I do it every day for a year, I win. So it's really not about your enjoyment. Although I do care. I want to, I want you to enjoy it, but it's not the first priority is to do it. The second priority is quality. By the nature of the show, it's about quantity. It's every day. It's not about quality. And quantity is supposed to make up for the quality. It's supposed to be like, yeah, there's not, it's not good, but there's a lot of it. Which I think there's something to be said for that. I feel like I see people respond to that. But not to this show. This show is a very select group. You're a special person for listening to this show. You are a small subsection of the population that we will expand and grow. But say, even when if there was a million people listening, like say 6 months from now, this show just blows up or whatever. I do something and I get famous. And all these people listening to this show, right? You are the special ones. And they just came later. So that's pretty, you know, that's something. Sign up to be on the list, because not all you have. And I'll still leave it open for a little while, but pretty soon I'm going to, I keep saying pretty soon, but I don't do it. It's a simple thing. I don't send out newsletters or no shit. I don't got MailChimp. Don't worry. You ain't going to get... I just need your email to contact you when it's time to get to fly you to New York or put you in a hotel and put you in the front row of Madison Square Garden when I'm headlining. I need to be able to contact you. Shit. It's not... It'll probably be my assistant at that point. But you also always get an email that goes right to my phone. And you'll always be able to contact me. You'll be my friend. But you got to sign the fuck up. Right now, my email is chris@chrislaker.com. It's very easy. You can just email me there whenever you want. Anything about the show, anything, I don't know. Talking to Ethan about seltzer. It's been a fun conversation. I don't mind. I don't mind people talking to me about. Well, actually, I started talking about seltzer on the show, and then he continued the conversation. I'm at Chris Laker on Twitter. So if you don't follow me on Twitter, but there might be new people listening. I shouldn't assume. Hey, why are you listening to the show? You might be new. In which case, you probably don't like the show, you don't like me, you know, who's this guy, why does he think he can do this? Anybody can do this. Anybody. There's a bunch of bad podcasts. This is just one of the bad podcasts. But I think it will improve. I think this is episode 60. I feel like 40 more might be on track. I'm thinking 100's a magic number of where we might find a little kind of, oh, here's where the show is. I could be wrong. Might take 200. Might take 300. After a year, we'll assess where we're at. We got a little time for that one. Once we get to a year, I might be like, all right, if it's still like the same amount of people listening, Might have to say farewell. But probably not. Or it'll change or whatever. But you sign up for that Madison Square Garden deal. That's forever. I ain't backing out of that. I headline Madison Square Garden. You're in the front row. And you're getting put in a moderately priced hotel, but not a shitbag place. You know, nothing. It'll be, but not the Ritz. You know, like a Hilton Garden Inn. A Hilton Garden Inn in New York is pretty nice, you know. A suburban one's iffy. He's usually pretty okay, too, suburban one. But sometimes it gets dicey. It's like a, it's better, it's always better than a Courtyard Marriott. Courtyard Marriott can get real shit. But you see what I'm saying. I'm not going to put you in that Hotel Pennsylvania, that weird place. It'd be in a decent hotel. And you know, Rob from Brighton, he's coming from England. I'll fly a motherfucker from England. No problem. Some of you guys are in Australia. I don't know why you're not all signed up. I don't know why there isn't a bunch of, like, Australians on that list, but maybe you don't think I'd fly in from Australia. You think I wouldn't fucking do that shit? It's going to be coach, though. That's a long fucking flight and coach. All right. So there we go. 21 minutes. Fuck this. I'm out of here. Do all that shit. And I'm going to the dentist. So I'll have that to talk about tomorrow with Kevin. So until then, go seize the day. Talk to you tomorrow. We love you.